Well, tell me, why is there such a strain on staffing this year?
Well, WEED is a consortium that New Hampshire is a part of. Changed the standards for which it would take for a student to test out of the program as proficient. Traditionally, we were testing out about 18% to 20% of the students. Well, 3 years ago, they changed the format of the test to online, and a lot of the students weren't quite comfortable with the format. And, you know, the teachers didn't change the way they were teaching, and kids were learning in the same way. It was just the way that they were assessed. And then 2 years ago, they changed those standards. So the first year with the standards change, we went from 12% to 4%. So kids kept coming in, you know, registering, and so the program kind of just started ballooning.
So it's a combination of the standards on the test for passing, they get a little stricter, so fewer students tested out of the program, and also the way the test was administered. What does it mean to be a part of this program? A seven-year-old, for example, who maybe has never spoken English before, are they working with a teacher ideally all day long?
No. We want them in the mainstream as well. So we've tried to strike a balance there of meeting their needs linguistically with an ELL teacher. And then also we do want them around, you know, surrounded by the language in the mainstream classroom, because there's a lot of good language models in the classroom. So it's very difficult to paint a picture of an English language learner because there are so many different circumstances that they come. Like, so a student that is born in the United States is going to have a very different learning experience than, say, somebody coming from a background where they're literate in their first language. So it's very difficult to just expect to know how long it's going to take somebody to test out of the program, because there are just so many different factors that come into play when learning a language. What we're able to provide now is basically half of what would be ideal. It might, in fact, less.
And in an ideal world, what kind of services would you be able to offer these students?
Well, we do a kind of, like elementary school, we do a combination of pull-out, which is, you know, the student is taken out of the classroom and works with an ELL teacher. And what we try to do is reinforce whatever's going on in the mainstream classroom. So the way I always explain this to the teachers is, you know, if there's kids are in the classroom and they're learning about dogs and you're pulling them out and teaching about cats, you're not helping. We just want to support what's going on in the classroom. So there's a combination of that, and also some of the ELL teachers are able to push into the classroom, which means they enter the classroom and work with the ELLs in the mainstream classroom.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, is it in some ways a good thing for the standards to have increased slightly to ensure that students who just simply aren't ready to go it alone or a more traditional path don't actually do that before they're ready?
I don't know exactly why they changed the standards, but we're guessing that it had something to do with complaints that kids were being exited from services before they were ready, and then maybe not performing as well in the mainstream classrooms. But we here in Nashville, when students got out of the program, we didn't notice them performing terribly after getting out of services. So I don't know. I really don't know what the rationale was, but you're hoping the rationale was to support kids, because that's what we do. So,
Robert Chopa, Director of Student Services and English Language Learners for the Nashua School District, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Have a super day.